Dealing with conflicts. Aisha.
1.
If I have a customer who's unhappy with the service, I would probably be quite direct and ask them what the problem is. If someone seems dissatisfied, I would probably leave it for a while. But if it carries on, I would ask them very directly what they are unhappy about. And often that resolves it. If there's still an issue, I'll discuss it with them, and usually we'll reach a compromise.
2.
I find that in particular in England, families are very hush-hush. If someone's done something which causes tension, nobody says anything. They often don't try to resolve the conflict. They tend to leave it. With my husband, when there is tension with his siblings, I'll say, "Can't you just phone them and talk about it and ask them what's wrong?" I would to my brother. And he says, "No, no, it will all be okay if we just leave it." That's not the Turkish way.
3.
I have disagreements with my father, but I would still always show him respect. I mean, I wouldn't shout or swear at him, but I would argue my case. Even now, my mother will still tell me what to do and tell my brother what to do, and she still interferes in our lives. And actually, I listen to her now. We still have quite angry rows, though, and my daughter and I will have fiery arguments as well, because we are much more Turkish like that.
4.
I think in England, people do a lot of talking behind the scenes, talking about each other. There's that typical thing that when you ask someone directly about a problem, they're almost embarrassed. I think we're less inhibited in Turkey because everything is out in the open. People will deal more openly with each other. People have a lot more arguments and disagreements in Turkey. It's much more fiery, not just in families either. There's a lot of arguments in shops, at work, and in meetings. Meetings can be very fiery.